你听紧嘅系 SBS 电台广东话节目，即刻登入 sbs.com.au/cantonese 浏览最新嘅新闻资讯。
今日咧就系呢一个嘅澳洲日啦，咁所以咧今日嘅社区专访咧，我哋都特别安排咗咧，就同 SBS NITV 嘅节目主持人 John Paul Janke 咧，同大家倾下究竟澳洲国庆日咧，对于澳洲原住民咧系有啲乜嘢嘅意义噶。咁啊，而家咧阿 John 亦都系喺呢个电话旁边噶啦。Good morning, John。
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm going well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having this interview with us. First of all, I know that you are actually just finished the sunrise ceremony. So would you be able to tell us the atmosphere in Coolagatta at Queensland?
Yeah, you're right. We've just finished the SBS NITV annual January 26th show called the Sunrise Ceremony. We started here at 5 a.m. Queensland time to make it 6 a.m. Everywhere else in Australia. And really the ceremony is about arising or awakening the day, the 26th of January, hearing from First Nations voices about and perspectives about this day and having a bigger conversation.
So I'll translate that into Cantonese for a while. 咁阿 John 咧就话佢啱啱咧就喺呢一个昆士兰嘅 Coolagatta 呢个地方咧就完成咗呢个嘅日出嘅仪式啦。咁主要咧就系希望咧就系透过呢个仪式咧去纪念呢一个澳洲嘅国庆日啦，同埋咧呢一个即系原住民嘅开始嘅。咁我知道阿梁炎光亦都有问题问阿 John 噶噃。
Yeah, well, for the Omicron is still there and the pandemic is still there. Can you tell us whether that will affect the numbers of people joining the events and out to protest, John?
Yeah, look, for our broadcast, we had to operate with strict COVID guidelines, so it affected our ability to have probably a bigger show, so we had to scale our show back. But yes, it has affected the numbers of people who will march and gather today for First Nations people. A lot of the marches in the capital cities have been postponed or cancelled, and some of the events that our communities hold today have gone online as a way of really protecting people from COVID-19.
係啦，咁啊 ，John 咧亦都係提到咧，就係話佢哋因為疫情嘅關係啦，咁今年咧佢哋就連即係做呢一個嘅直播咧，亦都需要咧就係有一個好嚴格嘅守則要去遵守啦。咁啊，另外咧即係疫情嘅關係咧，亦都影響到咧出嚟係示威啦，同埋咧係聚集嘅人群噶。咁佢亦都話咧一啲即係主要嘅響市中心嘅一啲主要嘅示威活動咧，亦都係取消啦。咁而有唔少嘅慶祝活動咧，亦都改為網上舉行噃。
So John, I know that this year will be the 50th anniversary of the Aboriginal 10 Embassy.And there will be a full program of events around the anniversary. But can you please tell us a bit of the history of the 10th Embassy and the purpose of the 10th Embassy?
Yes, you're right. This year is the 50th anniversary of the Aboriginal 10th Embassy. Started back on January 26, 1972. And it started as a protest about Aboriginal land rights. So the rights that First Nations people in this country have to their own country.From that original protest, the protest would stay outside Parliament House, and it really becomes a symbol of survival, of identity, but also the need for change in the way that this nation's relationship is with First Nations people.
咁我就問阿 John Paul 咧，就係關於即係呢一個今年咧就係呢一個嘅原住民呢個帳篷大使館啦，英文就係 Aboriginal 10th Embassy 呢一樣嘢。咁咧就係50周年噶啦。咁我就問下佢咧，關於呢一個帳篷大使館嗰個嘅目的係做咩咧？咁佢就話1972年咧就已經成立噶啦，主要咧就係為原住民咧爭取呢個土地權噶。咁佢哋亦都咧係主要咧就係喺坎培拉嘅國會外邊咧就係喺度駐扎啦。咁希望咧就係關注到即係除咗土地權之外，亦都關注到咧對於澳洲原住民嗰個身份嘅認同噶。
系啦，咁我都希望咧，从阿 John 嘅口中咧，都了解到咧，澳洲人其实点样可以咧，就系即系正确咁样睇咧原住民嘅历史咧，我哋又点样可以帮助保护澳洲原住民嘅历史咧 ？Hey John, how would you like all other Australians to treat Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders people, and how can we help to prevent the history of them? To preserve the history of them.
Well, I think we invite all Australians and Australians and new Australians and people from multicultural backgrounds to really embrace Indigenous knowledge and Indigenous history, but also learn about the true history of this country. And we think by learning about the true history of this country and recognising Indigenous knowledge and Indigenous ownership and occupation of this land, not just for 252 years, but for tens of thousands of years, that we can really say that this country has such an ancient history. And we can all celebrate that Aboriginal people are the oldest continuous culture on the planet.
咁啊 ，John 就话咧，其实佢都希望澳洲人咧，尤其是系嚟自唔同文化嘅人咧，都可以咧，即系去了解到原住民嘅历史同埋文化啦。咁亦都学习一个真正嘅澳洲历史。佢话咧，唔单止系250年嘅澳洲历史啦，其实咧，即系已经系有即系数以十万年计。咁啊，希望呢个嘅原住民嘅历史咧，亦都可以咧，俾大家能够真正了解到噶。
Paul, I would like to go back to the Tent Embassy because, you know, late last year, a group of protesters with links to the anti-vaccination movement has set fire to the doors of Old Parliament House. So would that tarnish the Tent Embassy's mission?
In some ways it did, but I think the embassy distanced themselves from those protests. So those protests really were about anti-vaccination, anti-government, people who believe that the government was corrupt, and people who believe that they could overthrow the government. So the Tent Embassy distanced themselves from those people, as well as lots of other people in Canberra did, and those people have been moved on.
系啦，咁我就咧就问阿 Paul 咧，就关于即系旧年十二月尾嘅时候咧，就有一群人啦，就系示威者咧，就喺呢一个嘅坎培拉嘅旧国会大楼外边咧就示威，就系咧即系佢哋咧就相信咧系同一啲反对接种疫苗嘅人士咧系有关噶啦，咁咧就并且咧烧咗呢一个嘅旧国会大楼嘅一个门口啊，咁我就想问下佢咧，其实对于呢一个帐篷大使馆，佢哋原本嗰个目的会唔会影响咗咧？咁佢就话咧，其实当时咧，即系呢一班人士咧，同呢个帐篷大使馆嘅人士咧，其实佢哋都已经系即系其实系冇乜主要嘅关系嘅，亦都系佢亦都系已经同佢哋咧系即系分界咗噶啦。咁当时咧，佢亦都解释咧，即系呢一批人士咧就系反政府啦，亦都认为咧政府系腐败。咁希望咧可以即系推翻现时嘅政府，咁但系咧佢话呢个帐篷大使馆嘅人士咧，其实同佢哋咧即系冇乜特别嘅关系嘅。
咁我亦都想即系趁住呢个机会咧，都问阿 Paul 啦。咁其实对于好多嘅即系原住民嚟讲咧，澳洲日往往咧都系被视为一个入侵日嘅。咁其实咧，阿 John 同埋其他嘅原住民又点样睇今日呢个日子咧？即系 John for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, Jan 26 is often considered Invasion Day. Are you able to explain the meaning of this and how do you feel about this day?
Well, you're right. For a lot of First Nations people, Aboriginal and Torres Strait people, this day signifies the day that the British arrived. And when the British arrived on the First Fleet, that meant that there was a loss of Aboriginal ownership of land, of custom, ceremony and identity. And from this day onwards, policies enacted by various governments have led to the dispossession and oppression of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. So for many people, they see this day, January 26th, as the day that oppression started. Mm-hmm. And I think for many people, they want a different day to celebrate our national day, because this day, January 26th, celebrates when the First Fleet arrived.
系啦，咁啊 ，John 就话咧，其实对于好多嘅原住民嚟讲咧，1月26号咧，对于佢哋嘅意义都系有啲唔同嘅，因为咧，当年就系即系英国咧，就系去嚟到澳洲啦，咁啊，亦都令到咧原住民好多嘅土地拥有权啦，同埋文化咧，都系失却咗嘅。咁而对于好多嘅原住民嚟讲咧，所以即系今日咧，对佢哋嚟讲都系有一个唔同嘅意义啊。咁亦都有当中咧，亦都有唔少人咧，都希望咧，即系将澳洲日啦，或者庆祝澳洲国庆嘅日子咧，就系改为另外一日嚟到庆祝嘅。咁我相信呢个话题咧，阿邝美玲应该都会系一个响未来咧，继续会俾大家讨论同埋延续嘅一个话题嚟嘅噃。
冇错啦，咁啊，今日咧唔该晒阿 John 咧，同我哋咧解释咗即系呢个原住民对于澳洲日嘅睇法啦。So thank you, John. So hopefully we will talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much. Great to talk.
Thank you.
赞好、分享、留言，即刻紧贴 SBS 电台广东话节目嘅 Facebook 专页啦！